Welcome to the Idea Basket. It's been a while, but it's an all-new episode. I don't remember why we stopped doing this. Is it because my house burned down?
Yeah.
The house burned down. I took a week off, and then after that, it just kind of fell off to the wayside. But now we are back. This is where we discuss the Frosty Eddie and Frank Show. I'm Frank Kramer, part of that that show, along with Eric Scott Smith, our producer.
I'm the only one clapping.
Johnny Ice, so. Our web producer. Look at that. And Sammy Marino, also one of our producers, and we talk to her first every time we call the show. She answers the phones. So basically, we just discuss what happened on the show or what's possible to happen on the show since we already talked about my house burning down. That's why we stopped doing the Idea Basket. The stage I'm in right now is that I think I've been talking to five guys.
The burger place.
And I'm going to build a burger place.
Nice.
Right there in my old spot. There's no fast food restaurants inside my gated community, so I thought, why not build a Five Guys?
Wow. Frosty may come visit now.
Well, shoot that idea down. Yeah, I've narrowed it down to five architect designed to build construction guys. And so I'm at the point where I think I just want to say, you all draw something and then don't put your name on it, and I'll pick the one I like the most, and that person wins. Like, almost make it like a reality show for myself. Because it's just to take the pressure off. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to just because I like a guy, say, okay, you know, you seem cool, I'll go with you.
Well, you should, though, because if you like them, then they'll be a good person for you to be working with. You're going to have to work with them throughout this whole thing. It should be somebody that you like.
Well, that would be a bonus.
Yeah, but I like your idea, because then the work stands for itself. It's not the guy, whether he's cool or whether he sucks. It's whether his work is good. I think you're doing the right thing.
Maybe I should have you guys do like a prelim of what this contest would be like. So if you could build a 3,000 square foot house, because that's pretty much the only room I have on my lot. 3,000 square foot house, your dream house. Sketch it out and see who wins in the room.
Okay.
And let's do that now. And just give yourself some background
right now?
Music.
Okay, so...
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, I don't have paper or pen or anything. I'm so
I'm so competitive. I'm like, let's do this. I got a ruler I keep on me at all times, ready to draw anything.
Why do you keep a ruler on you at all times? Always comparing yourself.
But if I was going to build a dream house, what would be included in the dream house?
All right, how about that? Yeah. What's included in the dream house?
If you could build your dream house, Sammy, anything, wildest imagination, go crazy, what's one thing your dream mansion would have in it?
Top of the list.
Top of the list?
Sex dungeon.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Johnny.
Want a sex dungeon, Sammy?
I mean, if I have the room, why not? Why wouldn't you put one in?
Because you really wouldn't need more than one bedroom because you're never having children.
Right. There's that.
So one bedroom. Then
not viable children, at least.
Yeah. Exactly, unless you want to have us a bunch of mason jars. It looks like a canning room of tomatoes, of skinless tomatoes.
A little transparent.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, does that tomato have an eye? Wow. All right, so think about that, Sammy. I mean, is there something in your house that you love so much that you just can't live without it?
Well, like, this sounds really silly because I know it's supposed to be a dream home, dream scenarios, but I just really like working fireplaces. Like, there's something about a fireplace, gotta have it. I love fireplaces.
As opposed to one that doesn't work?
Well, yeah.
Well, mine doesn't
work. Eric's doesn't work.
Yeah. You just don't, what?
Why no, it's I like zip tied it shut. You can't open it. You don't use it.
Oh, you baby saved it.
Yeah, but it just, it doesn't work. When they inspected my house, they said my chimney was bad. And so if I were to actually light a fire, smoke would then infiltrate my home.
Now, here's the thing, Eric. You're not supposed to burn wood in that. I think because I'm going through this process, I did have a couple of, two fireplaces in my house.
Okay, well, oh, you know what, though? Fireplace in the bedroom. Yep. That is what I want.
There was one in my master.
Okay, well, whatever. That's
proving
fine.
That, you know, Heidi's ever been, or Heidi. Speaking of Heidi, is anybody following her Instagram?
No.
Yes.
Heidi posted a picture of her with an IV in her arm.
Yeah, she told me she was getting an IV today.
But in her living room.
It's like mobile vitamin bag guy.
Oh, come on.
Comes over. She's acting like she's getting chemotherapy. This hypochondria thing's gone way out of control.
She's LA sick. I haven't seen that. Yeah, LA sick. That's exactly
That's
right.
What it is.
Let's do this. It's a vitamin bag.
I hear her wife is sick too, so they may be doing it together.
That's probably why she stayed home.
Why? To take care of her? You don't think she's actually sick? You think that's her wife's arm?
No, that's definitely her arm.
She just wanted extra vitamins.
She just wanted some extra vitamins. That's probably wine. It looks like the color of a Pinot Grigio, if I had to actually guess what was in that bag. She should have said something like that and play it up as like, hey, I'm just home drinking. As opposed to, I don't think anyone can get really, you know, empathetic or sympathetic with people who are just sick and didn't go to work that day.
Sure they can. The flu this year is bad.
Is
they
it say the flu?
It better be. What else would it be?
Jill said she was vomiting. That's why she didn't come to work. But I thought maybe she didn't come to work because she's so upset that I said that she had to go to the Elton John concert.
No, she loved that. She had a blast.
I know she had a good time, but I think that the fact that she was forced to go. She wasn't even planning on going. Now she doesn't want to admit she had a good time and then wants to still play it off that she was sick.
Well, she told Sammy she was going to the bathroom. So as far as we all know, she's still there.
I felt so betrayed by that, by the way, because I didn't think Heidi would lie to me because I would have been like, oh, okay. I mean, it was around 10:20, so it was late.
If she had said, hey, Sammy, I'm just going to go ahead and sneak off. I'm just letting you know. Hey, love you. Had a great time. Hugs, hugs. Well, you would have been fine, right?
Yeah. At that point in the concert, it was getting late. I would have understood. And we had just gone to the bathroom. And we came and we got t-shirts and then we came back. And a little while later, Heidi goes, I have to go to the bathroom again. And I was like, oh, okay, well then go. And I think that was her way of telling me that she wasn't actually going to the bathroom, but it didn't click. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, she never came back. She was trying to tell me by doing that.
What is that?
Does she think she's gonna have like a full-on conversation with us before she leaves? Most of the time, if she just says goodbye, we're all going to go, all right, see ya.
Bye.
And that's it.
Bye, thanks for coming.
Except on Friday when she acted like she was going to be sick and not go, then I made a mistake.
Yeah, you were calling her out on that. Good. All morning long. But she came in there, she came in with those actor coughs.
Right.
She was doing that, and she's like, I don't know where this cough is coming.
And the full-on press for me came out of love because everybody knows this about her now. And I'm like, really, Heidi, do you really want everyone to think that you are the flake of all flakes? Show up. Show some appreciation for the people that make this thing happen.
I mean, I'm going to be there.
It'd be nice if you showed up.
I'll be there.
And I go, and I might not stay for the whole thing. I'm like, no, stay for the whole, for once. Stay for the whole thing.
She stayed damn near the whole thing. She left at
10:30. Yeah, but I'd rather it come from her. Like, you know what? I'd love to hang out with all of you on my own time.
She doesn't like us.
Why doesn't she like you? I love you guys.
On Instagram, after the concert, she posted the group picture, and she called all of us assholes except for Lisa and Jordan. That's literally what she wrote.
What did it say? I didn't even see it.
Yeah, it said that, pretty much.
It said that.
I went to a concert with these assholes.
Pretty much. Yeah,
except for Lisa May and Jordan.
Yeah. Yes. It's exactly what she said.
Yeah. All of us in this room.
F*** that. This wasn't nearly the entire conversation. If you want to hear the complete, unedited version of the Idea Basket, just go to fhfshow.com and become a VIP
today.